It's your all killer no filter weekly podcast. Hey, I'm Jocelyn Jaroge, your host, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Click podcast. TMC is a weekly podcast where each week we have amazing interactive conversations and stories in regards to relationships and self-development, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to the Mindful Click. Hi guys, welcome to the Mindful Click podcast. I'm your host, Josephine Jaroge, and today I have a very interesting topic for you. But before I introduce the topic, I have my friend, my colleague, my big sister. I don't know, there's so many things to define this woman. She's basically every woman in my life.
No.
Introducing Masi Simiu.
Yay!
Welcome back to the podcast. This is the second time round.
Thank you for having me, Josie.
It turns out that you have so many interesting opinions. Hadi podcast haiwezi kuachilia.
You know, the thing is, you can't put two women together and start talking about boys.
Yeah?
You always have ideas.
Yeah, it's never always about men. There are so many other things we can talk about, by the way, guys. It's not okay to say that girls can talk about anything else aside from boys or men. We are very, very sophisticated women. We talk about bills, technology, and sports. Okay, apoko sports
neza. No, you're not danganya. That one you lied.
All right, guys. So in today's episode, we're talking about girl code. Mm. So today, the topic girl code is something that I've been contemplating on. What are the rules when it comes to ladies? And when we talk about girl code, I feel like many people usually think of men.
Yeah.
Like they're only codes to do with men, you know. But I feel like when you talk of girl codes, it means what you owe your friend, your lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
What are the rules when it comes to, yes, men, and also other things in life, like how we bond, how we talk to each other, how we relate with other people, what are the boundaries, where do we draw the line, and the like, you know? So, unfortunately, we were supposed to have another friend of ours on this episode, but pandemic. So we are covering up. We're just going to do it as us and hope that maybe what we highlight in the episode is something that's going to be insightful, even for men. This episode is not just for the ladies. Jesus, it's not just for the ladies. Even you men need to know what women consider as code.
Yeah,
because I feel like actually a guy friend of mine once told me that he believes only men have the code. Like,
why is that though?
I know, because it's weird, because they expect that there's only man code. Nilimwambia ati kuna sisi wanawake tunakuanga na codes pia, like, hey, for real? I'm like, yes, like we do have these rules.
It's funny how men think about women, that wanafikiria women just don't have rules when it comes to our friendships.
Yes.
And they're just okay with women just crushing each other.
They don't think we have that, the whole...
code vibes. Yes.
It's really wrong, guys, because we do. We do have very strong ones. And I feel like women respect that way more than men, in my opinion.
Exactly. In my opinion, as well.
Like, it's women who respect girl code way more than men. Because I have had experiences with dudes where they've told me about them sleeping with their friends' exes. And they're like, I see what you're trying to.
Even their friends' girlfriends.
Yes. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, are you serious? Why would you do that? But then again, I came to realize that the man code is not something that is discussed openly, but they have it, and it doesn't apply to every one of them.
It doesn't.
There are those ones who take it seriously, but there are those who don't.
Does it come with, a code? Let's say, like, girl code. Does it come to, like, my best friend is the one that I have rules for? Because most people don't know. Maybe they think bestie, that is the one that I have restrictions.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a person that I've known, yes, I have a relationship with them, but like to Mejuana, like 2 years, do I owe them that code?
It depends. I feel like there's so many codes when it comes to us as women and even men, but you're to discuss kwa episode say our naume. But in terms of girl code, I feel like there's so many codes, and not all apply everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, there are those ones that are just between best friends. Mm. There are those ones that are among close friends. Mm-hmm. And there are those that now extend to just a woman generally. For example, if I see a lady friend, okay, not a lady friend, just a random lady being mistreated by someone, a guy or otherwise,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I should stand up for her in some way. Like there's a code of just basically not letting a woman be maybe body shamed.
Yeah.
You know, unaweza pata mtu anatusiwa juu maybe ako slim sana ama ni mnono alafu. You know, that those codes, I feel like it's just distinctive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in this particular episode, I feel like we just want to cover mostly the ones that are for friends.
Yeah, like close friends.
Yeah, like, what do I owe you? We are close, so what do I owe you?
Mm, okay.
And what happens if those codes are broken?
Ooh.
And those boundaries are crossed? What do we do? Because, unona, funny thing, the reason I even said that women respect codes more is because
the relationship.
When it comes to even taking like beef seriously, wanawake ndio tukua beef sana. You know, men don't take beef seriously. Women take beef so seriously. Like their loyalty is to that extent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then again, I came to realize that not all women are like that. That those women who just don't have the respect.
Yeah, hatuna hiyo nini. Kuna wenye hawana completely.
Yeah, they don't care. They're like, if I'm after something that you really value and I want it, I'll take it. Yeah. Which is wrong, guys. We should really know where to draw the line. But anyway, without much ado, I feel like we should start discussing these codes at least extensively.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. It's interesting. Let's get into it.
And we're starting with you, Masi. You, what's the one girl code you feel is the most important when it comes to best friends? And when we talk about best friends, now we're including even your close girlfriends, like all of them.
Don't go after their crush with their ex.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my God. And let me tell you, so many women have personal because of that.
Because of that.
Yes, they've really, really had it for each other because of that. But I feel like that goes without saying.
That goes without saying. And I feel like women outside here don't even understand. Some women don't understand how it will affect the other person because we're friends.
Yes.
And being a friend with somebody like a lady, we are in a relationship kind of way.
Yes.
It's just that people don't understand.
Pia
mimi na yu tuko na relationship.
Yeah. Like it has boundaries and it's bound by love and trust and loyalty.
I usually say that is my biggest one. The second one is always tell your friend when her man cheats. I really don't care if my friend will not talk to me. Nikimwambia atanikasirikia, I really don't care. But as much as nimeona nitakuja mbio, honey, I will tell you.
I think personally I would even take a video if I see it or screenshots. Like I would make sure, just to make sure that it doesn't look like I am trying to get you separated.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I would just make sure I get the proof.
Mm.
But if I can't get the proof, I'll still tell you. Then again, I will give you I will maybe narrate the events that I believe could actually mean he's cheating.
Yeah.
You know, I'll look out for you because my loyalty is to you.
Is to you.
And not your boyfriend or your relationship.
At the end of the day, I have had that experience, Josie, where I told my friend. Now she's my ex-friend. But I told her, I found her man cheating. Not necessarily, but there was a time the man used to hang out. Kuna mahali used to work before.
Yeah.
Then he was hanging around. You know where these girls wanna smoma inje? Can I call them? What are they?
The prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
Sex workers.
Sex workers, yes.
That is the job.
Where they hang out, they stand there. Every minute, every time tunatoka job, her man is there.
Wait, the man was standing outside waiting for...
No, the car is there. Like every day. What is he doing there?
What?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So because I know my friend, I just went in a very nice way. And I told her, how are you guys doing? Because I really want to understand. You know, you just don't go and say, nimona, your boyfriend is standing somewhere. No.
Yeah.
You just go and start asking in a very nice way what is happening.
Then
she's like, we are good, we are okay. And me, I'm wondering. And me, I was very blunt with her and I told her, you need to be really careful. If you're sleeping with a guy, make sure you're sleeping with protection.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. I wouldn't even know how to react to such news if I was in that position.
Do you know what she did? She told me why. And I said, I've been coming out, June ilikuwa natoka job usiku, 7, 8, 9, my job. So when to keep it up with my friends at work, we usually see him parked there. And we are like, why?
And he has never seen you, or he didn't even
know you. He has never seen me. He doesn't know when I work, if I had usiku.
Yeah.
Alafu, he doesn't know I passed through that kapath. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
I see him every day. Every day, Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I try to understand why he parks there all the time. If you want to see it, honey, just time. Yes, mongeleshe vinye mnongeaga. Then just go and see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She turned out and she said, no, you're saying that because you're jealous.
Oh my goodness. Ladies, let's get this clear. If somebody is close to you, if your friend is close and they're telling you something, don't disregard without necessarily hearing them out.
And confirming it.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that is going to mess with your health. It's not like about jealousy of another woman. This is he's sleeping with those women, possibly.
Mm-hmm. But then again, why else could he be sitting out like waiting for the women? Like,
and
it's obvious that he's looking for a one-night stand or somebody just basically fuck.
So as much as we have these codes, they come with consequences.
Mm.
Yeah. So for me, I lost her as a friend because of that.
And
but later on, she came and realized he was like a big, big shit.
Mm.
Like he was really a bad person.
Mm.
And she apologized, but we never go... You can't.
You can't. Yes. Once the trust is broken, you can't really rebuild it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one, for me, I will come and tell you. I'll be like, just saying.
I have seen.
Do you want me to murder him for you?
But then let me tell you guys, Mas is one of those chicks that would literally wake at 3 a.m. and tell her that your man is cheating and you want to go do something. She will literally get out of the house with a panga, with a knife or something, and just come. And just go do whatever she... Oh, gosh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
She's that hardcore when it comes to friendships.
Yeah.
But I feel like she did wrong. I feel like if you as a friend would come to me and tell me that you've seen my man doing something funny outside, or you've spotted him with a lady and it looked like they were getting way too familiar with each other, I feel like I would definitely want to first investigate that.
Exactly.
Of course, because I have loyalty to my man, I won't immediately believe you.
Yes.
In my head, I'll be like, I'll ask questions, but I won't believe you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I won't disregard what you've told me. I'll be like, thank you for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really bad. I feel like I will really feel bad, but not because you told me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel bad because if it is true that he's doing that, it would crush me.
Exactly.
So as if our bond is genuine as friends, I feel like what you tell me, I should trust you enough to know that you would not hurt me intentionally. Mm. You would not come and tell me that my man is cheating and you know he's not doing that.
Mm.
So tell I feel me like
about that.
Yeah. I feel like even when we're defining girl codes and such codes like telling your friend about the man cheating, I feel like you should first establish a very strong relationship and bond with the ladies, with your friends. Like as friends, we should know what matters to us. And those things that really we know we should always talk about. Because if our bond is weak as friends, whatever you tell me will always trigger me.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But if I know, I trust you with all my heart, and I know that everything you tell me is something that is out of concern and not out of will to maybe hurt me, then I feel like girl could actually really work. But most of the time, inavunja ma ubeshi.
Yeah, inavunja. And I experienced that. And I wanted her to investigate. Not really. I was like, okay, do this. If you don't believe me, do this. Kuja jioni usiku, just pass by there because you don't even live far. That is the thing. She doesn't live far. Just go and see for yourself and ask questions. Always ask. Because you might just get yourself fucked up for no reason.
Yeah, and you could even contract AIDS. Like, for example, this guy is standing there waiting for prostitutes. like alafu baadaye akuje alale na wewe after ametoka kulala na wewe bila protection. What will happen if you contract AIDS? Alafu utakumbuka Masi told me this is what he was doing and I disregarded what she told me.
Yeah.
That thing can haunt you for life.
Yeah.
It really can.
I remember when she was so mad. She got really mad and she said, oh, me, I'm jealous. And remember, she's a kind of a friend that, yes, tumetoka mbali, but if she found out my man was cheating or my man was doing funny thing, she will come and tell me. But I will just go slowly on it and not overreact.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the nini switches, she switches to be a different person.
Yeah.
So I feel like when it comes to friendship as well, I don't know. I don't usually understand friendship.
Actually, that brings me to the next girl code. Like, don't let a man come between you two.
Thank you.
Do not let a man. Let me tell you, ladies, there's no man on earth that is worth having a fight over with your best friends. Because I feel like if these people in your life are people you call best friends, before mtu umwite best friend, anakuanga may deprove they can be your best friend, right? True. Meaning you should trust them. There's no way they'll just tell you things and then you just don't. You don't believe them. If you don't believe them, just means your choice of best friends is what is questionable.
Yeah.
It's not about that if best friends are bad. Your choice of best friend is what is questionable. Because yes, I've heard of shitty best friends who end up cheating with the man, you know, when end up behind your back and then go for your man and they do you wrong, they stab you in the back and all that stuff, you know. But let me tell you, ladies, if there's one thing I've learned, like, all throughout my dating life, I know sijaishi sanati kusema I've dated for. But I feel like it's not even a matter of how old you are. It's a matter of even the experiences you've had. Ever since you started maybe dating or building strong, genuine friendships and bonds. But I've learned that you should never let a man come between you two. Because if a man is coming between you two, it just means even that person is not worth it.
Exactly.
You know, there is no genuine, good man who would allow you to have fights with your friends.
With your friends.
Over them. Let me tell you guys, take that point home, please. There is no genuine man, and even for the guys, there is no genuine woman who would allow you as a man to have fights with your friends at you over her. You know, because at the end of the day, my decision on who I want is very clear. I want you. You bestia kwa kileta show, achana nae, because mimi si kwa idha yake, mimi kwa idha yako. No, no, like things will be, there will be lines and boundaries drawn. You won't have to fight. You know?
Yeah.
And if your friend is even genuine from day one, they would not even be going after your man or even making moves. Yeah, exactly. No, like I feel like when a man comes between you two, it's either your friendship was not strong enough to begin with.
Exactly.
Or it's just
the man is not even right for you.
Exactly. So whenever you find yourself fighting with a man, it's the man who has the problem. Yeah, and you should sit down as friends and start talking. I feel like that's why most of the time as ladies, another code is that we should share like what happens in the lines of who we are dating and how we're doing it and how this person is to me or who he is to me. You know, that way lines are drawn earlier.
Exactly.
You know, we know where to cross and where not to cross.
And sometimes you need to even test your man. Sometimes I say test. Just not testing, just talking to your man about your friend.
Yes.
For example, your friend has done, not even, you're not fighting, you're just making conversation so that you can hear his opinion about your friends, and you'll be like, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Actually,
that's
a trip. That is actually a trip. That testing is not even a bad kind of test. You want to know how he thinks when it comes to your friends. Mm-hmm. You know that those comments he will make,
ooh, and you'll be like, no. Mm-mm.
I mean, yes, my friends are very beautiful. I get it, but then again, you can compliment them in a manner that is respectful, that doesn't show you have interest or you're trying to, you know, you kind of desire them secretly. Because those comments, na wanaume hawajui kuficha. Oh, hoy. Guy, they do not know how to hide. For some reason, they're just dumb in that way. They can't hide. They will always just be straightforward with their comments.
And sometimes they get I don't know if they get over themselves mm-hmm. when they see you saying, oh, by the way, I love Josie. For example, I'm talking to my man and I'm like, you see how Josie has like nice butt or nice boobs. And he will not hide it. He'll be like, okay, we are talking about it. Now watch Anifung, okay. And you're like, mm-mm.
This man is talking about ass and boobs. No.
No, you're talking about my friend.
Like you. Niki, watch up, I'm tafanya kitu. I do not want. I'll have insecurity. You know, I will not be very secure knowing that you're hanging out with my friend. I'm at the other places. I'll constantly keep throwing my eye towards you. Nione kama unangalia yu beshtea. Like, you know.
No, it doesn't have to be like that.
It's exactly. And it's not okay because I feel there are ways you can talk about a friend. If a man is genuinely for you, he's going to mention things without necessarily giving a sexual pull to it.
Yes, yes.
But and if the, a man is...
Yes. And sometimes I feel like, I remember that guy. You remember that? When he say he will say some comments, not really nice ones, and he say, no, just get rid of your friends, you know.
Such
kind of men are not right for you. So when you just have conversation with your man, not that unataka kumtest, no muache, no, you just like have conversation and then you know how he thinks about your friend.
And it's actually a good test, guys. I don't think it's a bad thing to do. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure the person you're settling for is right for
it's
you.
Right for
he
you.
Has your back the way you have his back. You know, at the end of the day, that's how it's supposed to be. Plus, also always look out for how a man acts around your friends.
Honey.
I hate guys who are handsy. Oh, my God. I don't want you to be handsy. You know, the way they're like... when they're meeting your friends or even the way they hug you, I think hugs I take seriously. I will look at where your index finger is touching and where your pinky is going and your thumb is there. And how long
the hug is.
How long? If it crosses 2 seconds, my friend, we have a problem.
Hug them on the side. Why are you hugging them?
On the side, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Let's even debunk this right now. There are rules to hugging when for men. Let's put this clear, guys. Let's put this clear. You know, when you're hugging a woman,
your friend's man.
Even if ladies,
Josie, if you're hugging my man, make sure it's sideways. Because, girl, I'll tell you.
I'll be like, no. Ladies, if you're hugging your friend's man, don't go for your hands over the shoulder.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Because that is sensual. That is sensual. If you're hugging a friend's boyfriend, I feel like it's respectful to go with the hand, like, around their waist.
Yes.
Around their waist or side hug. Like, and let it just be, like, tapping. 1 second, 2 seconds.
Done.
Like, there is no need. And if you can, actually avoid hugging. If you can.
But
if they reach out for it, the vibes in require you to hug because they're hugging everyone. Make it simple. Keep it very simple. You know. Because I usually look at the way maybe a girl will reach out for... Also, there's a video you've ever shown me, a TikTok video, of how the best friend, this chick, really find out at he, anapata baby girl. I love who, the best friend is the one jumping on her boyfriend. Wasn't even a boyfriend, I'm a husband even.
Tell me about that. You need to be very... You need to be observant with your man and friend.
Oh, my God.
And you need to be very observant with your man to know what kind of a man I have. That who is not like all over and throw eyes at your friend.
Yes,
because usually me, I don't appreciate that.
I don't like men who have a wandering eye. That thing pisses me off. Like, at a sisi tunananga wanaume wako.
But we don't show you.
You know, men usually have this petty excuse at men are visual.
Bullshit.
You know, that is an excuse. Guys, I don't know. You tell me if you agree with me or not. But men make that as an excuse. It's some level of incompetence. So they usually use that as an excuse to say that they can't help but look at a pretty woman walk by.
Do you know how many men we look at? We see, like, only like, oh, just say that guy is...
He's delicious just to look at. You know, but at the end of the day, you're like, no. I have to have self-control.
Yes.
Many people are good-looking. There's so many good-looking men. Mm-hmm. But definitely, just because they're good to the eye doesn't mean they're good to the soul.
But I know those kind of relationships when you have with your boyfriend, and you're like, oh, you're looking at a guy, I'm a girl, nyinyi wote, and you're like, okay, that girl is pretty. And he's like, yeah, damn, she's pretty, or that guy looks really good and he agrees. You know, that kind of respect.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, can you see you little wa macho ya? Oof, uku.
No, there's the one that you would tell that he's invested. Like, he's even looking, the waiters. Caring. Oh.
Not like waiters no abaya. Like, you're in a hotel.
Yes.
You're in a hotel. She just comes in and she serves you. And the guy...
He's staring.
He's staring at her.
Oh, God, no.
She's walking. She even notices it. She's like,
oh, my God, that guy has really stared at me.
Yes.
Okay, me at this point, I feel like I have PTSD from the men I've dated because mimi wote walikuwa tu na machozi nye haziezi kontroliwa.